Message number 9, doing the will of the Father so that we may enter into His kingdom on that day, the day of the judgment seat of Christ. Roman numeral number 1. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you have created all things, and because of your will they were and were created. Revelation 4:11. A. God is a God of purpose, having a will according to His own pleasure. 1. He created all things for His will that He might accomplish and fulfill His purpose. 2. The book of Revelation, which unveils God's universal administration, shows us the purpose of God. 3. In the 24 elders' praise to God concerning His creation is related to His will. B. God's will is God's wish. It is what He wants to do. 1. God's good pleasure is of His will and is embodied in His will. So His will comes first. 2. God has made the mystery of His will known to us through His revelation in Christ, that is, through Christ's incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. 3. God works all things according to the counsel of His will. 4. God's will is His intention, and His counsel is His consideration of the way to accomplish His will or intention. C. The will of God is concentrated in Christ and is for Christ. Christ is everything in the will of God. Colossians 1:9. Therefore, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf, that you may be filled with the full knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. 2:2, that their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. 1. In 1:9, God's will refers to Christ. The will of God is profound in relation to our knowing, experiencing, and living the all-inclusive, extensive Christ, who is God, man, and the reality of every positive thing in the universe. 2. Christ is the preeminent one, the one who has the first place in everything. 3. The all-inclusive, extensive Christ is the centrality and universality, the center and circumference of God's economy. A. In God's economy, Christ is everything. God wants Christ and Christ alone, the wonderful, preeminent, all-inclusive Christ who is all and in all. B. God's intention in His economy is to work the wonderful, all-inclusive, extensive Christ into our being as our life and everything so that we may become the corporate expression of the triune God. 4. The will of God is that the all-inclusive, extensive Christ would be our portion. 5. God's will is that we know Christ, experience Christ, enjoy Christ, be saturated with Christ, and have Christ as our person and our life.
D. God's will is to have the church as the body of Christ. 1. The will of God is to obtain the body of Christ to be His fullness, His expression. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 5. So if we are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Small a. To live the body of life is to prove what the will of God is. Small b. If we are proper members of the body, acting and functioning in the church life, we will be persons in the will of God. 2. The church is the body of Christ, which is an entity constituted with the triune God and His chosen and redeemed ones. 3. Christ is the head of the body, and we are the members of His body. Small a. To live in the body is to live corporately with members under the head. small b. To live the body life, we must be under the head and take the head as our life, the principal object and the center of our whole being. 4. The body grows with the growth of God. The growth of the body depends on the growth of God, the addition of God, the increase of God within us. E. Whoever does the will of the Father is beloved of the Lord Jesus. Matthew 12:49. And stretching out his hand towards his disciple, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers." 50. For whoever does the will of the Father who is in the heavens, he is my brother and sister and my mother. 1. Christ the heavenly King always submitted to the Father's will, taking God's will as his portion and not resisting anything. 2. Whoever does the will of the Father is a brother who helps the Lord Jesus, a sister who sympathizes with him, and a mother who tenderly loves him. F. The kingdom is absolutely a matter of God's will and completely fulfills God's will. In fact, the kingdom is God's will. 1. The ultimate issue of the constitution of the kingdom of heaven is the will of the heavenly Father. 2. As the kingdom people, we are on the earth to do God's will. G. The kingdom people need to pray for the Father's will to be done on earth as in heaven. This is to bring the kingdom from the heavens to the earth.